Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. I hope you're checking out 1 hour of 5 Yard Rush, one of the best podcasts on NFL football in the UK.
Hey, what's happening, Rush Nation? It's Murph here. It's Friday. It's time for the Matchups Pod. And don't forget, the show is brought to you by Manscaped. You can get 20% off at manscaped.com. Invest in the best in below the men's waist grooming with the Tom Brady of lawn mower trimmers, the Lawnmower 4.0, fantastic tool. Lots of other great products. I've been using the crop cleanser and the crop preserver as well. They're brilliant tools. Great cleansers too. Great hair body wash. Smell nice. Wife likes it as well. So you can check out and use the code 5yard at manscaped.com for 20% off absolutely everything and free global shipping. So make sure you take advantage of that. And thank you for supporting our sponsors who support the show and help keep us running. This is the Matchups Pod. Obviously slightly different. We do have the game in London this week. So there is a slight kink in the fact that we've got an even earlier game. I won't be there. Made that pretty clear months ago. A few things going on with me. I'm still also not quite 100%. So I think even if I wasn't moving house and we weren't in the pandemic, I'm still not sure if I would have been able to muscle through anyway. So made the decision much easier. So, but I hope you all have a great time and I hope you all enjoy it. And definitely next year, I look forward to meeting with as many of you as I can and will. So let's kick off this week. Let's start with the Giants. With the Jets. I'm going to get shot for that one. The Jets at the Falcons, or what is effectively in London. And really, you know, there's very few startable options in this game. These are two particularly bad teams. Really all we're looking at in this game, now with no Ridley coming over for personal reasons, I don't think this is a game I'd be starting Michael Carter or something. I really, really deeply, I effectively only really want to start three players in this game, and that is Corey Davis for the Jets, and he's the only one for me that remains startable most weeks. He's kind of a flex play most weeks, but he's someone I do think he does hold on. I've got him at 25 on the week, so just outside that wide receiver two range, so definitely someone who's startable this week. The only other options for me are Cordell Patterson, and obviously has that appeal of starting it at running back. I do have him at running back 15 on the week. Definitely a startable option this week there. And Kyle Pitts is also startable in this game. I have him at 10 on the week. Other than that, everyone keeps asking me about Zacchaeus. I've moved Zacchaeus up in my rankings, but for me, it's a struggle to put him like too high because of just how, you know, you're relying on this depth of target of Matt Ryan that just isn't particularly strong. So, you know, potentially like gamble flex play, sure, but yeah, no more than that. Philly at Carolina. This should be a really, really interesting game. Both of these teams are really showing what they can do. I know Philly, everyone's a bit sort of down on them. They're kind of a bit inconsistent, but they do have tools, they have weapons. They're also quite a young team as well. So let's start with Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts is easily a must-start quarterback most weeks. He's riding high right now. I have him at quarterback 6 on the week. Miles Sanders is a real concern for me. I talked about this on the Patreon cast. And if you haven't had a chance to subscribe to the Patreon, do, because I do a bi-monthly podcast on there. I talked about the rushing shares, and I am deeply concerned about what's going on in that situation. So much so, I have Miles Sanders at 24. And I'm actually slightly higher than consensus on him. And Kenneth Gainwell at 36. So they're both startable options, but they both kind of eat from each other. It's a bit of an issue moving forward. And it comes to Devonta Smith. Devonta Smith is a start play. He's probably at best a flex. I've got him at 34, but you can definitely sit here. You can definitely play him. I wouldn't be starting any of the other wide receivers at this stage. And then we've got the tight end situation. Zach Ertz is starting to pick up and get some work. I've got him at 16 on the week. I have Dallas Goedert at 8 on the week, so they're all startable. Now it comes to Carolina. Sam Darnold is now a startable option most weeks. I still have him slightly low. I think this Philly defense is sneakily good, so I have him at 16 on the week. I'm slightly lower than consensus on him, but if you picked him up, if you've got him as a fill-in quarterback, you can start him comfortably this week. Christian McCaffrey, is it going to return? It looks like he might return. Obviously, if he does, he becomes a bona fide high-end running back. I haven't quite got him into my rankings yet. I'm still kind of sitting on what to do here. I still have Chuba Hubbard in there because I'm just not entirely sure what's going to happen. If Chuba Hubbard is the lead in the back, he'll be running back 20 on the week, and that's kind of the best he's going to get because Royce Freeman is going to take some work. And Rodney Smith's going to take work as well. So, yeah, and just if McCaffrey's there, yeah, you obviously have to play him, but just keep an eye on that one. We're not really going to know till game time with that. I hadn't initially expected him to even be available, so the fact he's rebounded quite quickly is testament to his health. DJ Moore is a smash play this week. I think this is a really good spot for him. I have him at 9 on the week. I don't have any of the other receivers worthy of playing. I mean, you can start Rodney Anderson as a flex player. I have him around about wide receiver 50. I'm not starting either of the tight ends here in this matchup either. Not a bad matchup for the Carolina D. They're one of the stronger Ds right now, as we've seen. But just, you know, with that rushing ability of Jalen Hurts, don't be surprised if they turn the Jets on. We got the Green Bay Packers against the Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals have started really well this season. Packers have started to get rolling now. Very, very narrow team. Rodgers, Jones, Adams are all going to be high in their position. I have Aaron Jones at 2 on the week. I have Adams at wide receiver 1 on the week. I actually have a little lower on Rodgers. I have him at 13 on the week. Consensus is 11. I just think as we've sort of seen, even when he's playing well, he's not getting those big numbers that we kind of got last year until that happens. I'm just a little conservative on him. Randall Cobb is a flex play in this one at best. Robert Tonyan, not really got going this year. It's not a huge surprise. I have him at 18 on the week. Probably not someone I'd be eager to start. Whereas Joe Burrow is an interesting start this week, but he's not. I've got him at 10. I actually have him quite a bit over consensus. I don't think that these Green Bay corners are great. And I think that with Higgins back, with Chase and Boyd, I think all three are startable options. I think you can feel quite comfortable starting all three. This backfield is dicey. Do we think Mixon goes? I'm not so sure. I don't think he does. I think it's going to be a mixture of Evans and P. Ryan, and maybe Mixon, if he's fit, might get some work. I'd stay away from it. I think I literally don't want any part of the running backs here. All I want is Burrow and the three wide receivers, Higgins, Chase, Boyd. I'm not starting Uzuma despite his great game on Thursday Night Football a while ago. Then we've got New England at Houston. I don't think this is a game I'm particularly going to look forward to watching this week. It'll probably be one of my last games I think I'll watch. I think it'll be quite low scoring, actually. Again, let's talk about just the players that I would start in this. If Brandon Cooks gets a start, Jacoby Myers, I'd start. Nelson Agholor would be a flex play. And Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry. They're it. That's literally who I would start in this game. I wouldn't start about anyone else. These are two very, very poor offensive teams. And everyone's talking about Harris. Harris could rebound this week. He could. But, you know, he didn't run very well against the Buccaneers. I know it's the Buccaneers. I have him at 25 on the week. I guess if you've got him and you're thin at the position, I get starting him. But just don't expect too much out of him. I kind of have him in that Miles Sanders, Latavius Murray area. So not someone I'm expecting great things off. If you have better options, start him. But if not, then yeah, I get it. And the same kind of goes for David Johnson. But I have him a lot lower as well. So I'd be trying to stay away from that situation altogether. Tennessee, Jacksonville now. Here we go with Tennessee. Tennessee, Derrick Henry, he's put up multiple 200-yard games against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I actually think this defense is better this year and probably not had a lot of credit that they deserve so far. So I do think that he is my number one on the week. I do think he will go off for sure. But just, you know, keep that in mind. It's not necessarily he's going to go off for this big yardage. But, I mean, he could do. He's getting all the volume right now. He's on pace for, like, nearly 500 carries this year. So it's very possible. I'm not starting either quarterback in this game. That's one thing for sure. Really, and we're worrying and waiting on the health of A.J. Brown and Julio Jones. At this moment, I'm just struggling to think about where to even put them. I'm really waiting on news. So I'm getting more conservative with my ranks and just not putting them in until nearer the time. So If they go, I'd put AJ Brown as a low end wide receiver two, just for health reasons. But if he gets a clean bill of health, maybe I'd put him a bit higher. UJ Jones would rank around 40, 50 for that sort of similar reason. I'm not starting at Ferk, so he's really not got off to a good start here at all. If neither of those go, Jeremy McNichols is a sneaky flex play because of all the catches, especially in PPR leagues. He got a lot of targets last week, so one to keep an eye on. Jacksonville, I'm all about. James Robinson, he got a huge share, 95% snap share last week, and he really made it work. So for me, it's Robinson. It's Chenault, I would expect to get more work. Marvin Jones, I've got a wide receiver 27 on the week, so he's someone I feel pretty good on and feel like he can contribute. I have Laviska Shenault at 37, and he might even move up slightly. I think he's going to get some real work in this offense. So quite a thin game from a player perspective, but no, I think there's some showstoppers potentially in here, especially with Henry leading them from the front. Detroit, Minnesota. Yeah, what do we say about Detroit? It's same thing every week, really. For me, it's Swift. Swift is one of the best running backs in football right now. He's really hammering the opportunity he's getting. I've got him at 7 on the week. Williams is a flex play. Usage is starting to go down a little bit. So I have him at 38. So he's at best a flex play. Hopefully you'll have wide receivers that are better usage there. That usage is going down, so just be a little bit careful. As for the wide receivers, the only one I want to touch here is Khalif Raymond. Maybe Quincy Cephas in the PPR, but yeah. Both of those guys are flex at absolute desperation. And then Hockenson, of course, you're starting. He is going to be in the tight end one conversation. I have him on the week at 3. Kirk Cousins is startable in this game, and I think he's someone you should feel quite comfortable firing up. I actually have him at 9 on the week. I think this is a real play. Dalvin Cook is going to... I've got him at 9. I just think they're going to be slightly conservative with him and give Mattison some work. But I still think he's a solid running back one choice. And you've got to fire up everyone here. You've got to fire up Jefferson. You've got to fire up Phelan. You've got to fire up Conklin. Jefferson, I have at wide receiver 6. I have Phelan at wide receiver 17. I wouldn't be surprised if I move him up. And Conklin as well. I'm starting in this game as well. And the Vikings D is a great streaming option here. Denver versus Pittsburgh. Battle of the defenses here against two pretty ordinary offenses. We're waiting on the health of Teddy Bridgewater, but I think he will probably go. But either way, I'm not starting either of the quarterbacks in this one. Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon. Looks like Melvin Gordon's going to play. I have them back-to-back as running back threes. I think that against this defense, they're probably worth a sit unless you're desperate. But yeah, actually, I have Melvin Gordon at 34. I have Javonte Williams at 37. So yeah. That tells you everything you need to know. In terms of Courtland Sutton, he's probably the only, him and Noah Fant are probably the only two Broncos I would have any exposure to this week. I have Courtland Sutton, the wide receiver 28. Noah Fant is in the wide receiver, tight end one conversation. I have him hovering at 12. So they're probably the only two Denver Broncos I would say are must starts this week. Very similar story for Pittsburgh. Najee Harris, with all that volume, is absolutely a smash player, must start every week. Even though this is a good defense, I still have him at running back 10. Then we've got Johnson and Claypool, absolutely start options. Juju's the one I wouldn't start. He's clearly not getting the work. I didn't think he would start the season. I did advise people to sit him. I always thought it was going to be the odd man out on a one-year contract. So definitely start Johnson, definitely start Claypool. Just keep an eye on the injury to Claypool. I mean, I have Deontay Johnson at 15. I have Claypool a little bit lower because I'm just a little unsure of his injury. But he'd be sitting in that sort of low-end wide receiver 2 range for sure. I don't want any of the tight ends in this for Pittsburgh either in this one. Miami at Tampa Bay. This is going to be for the state championship, quote-unquote. I don't want Brissett. I don't want any of the running backs. Miles Gaskin is pretty much dead. If you've got him on your rosters, you can drop him. He's pretty much toast. Malcolm Brown is kind of the lead dog, but even so, that's not an impressive workload he's going to be getting there. I've got Jalen Waddle at 38 on the week. I have Devontae Parker at 42. I guess for me, they're the only two wide receivers that are startable in here. And I have Mike Gesicki at 13. And I'm lower on Mike Gesicki than consensus. Consensus has been about 7. They're probably the only players from Miami that I think are even relevant to fantasy football right now. So if you invested heavily in Miami, you're struggling right now. It's going to be tough, and this defense is pretty good. But they do give up points to tight end, so maybe Gesicki is someone to reflect on and look at. obviously Brady is a must start even against this defense. I have him at 8 on the week. Fournette is clearly usurped Ronald Jones, and he's at the top of this tree now. So I have Leonard Fournette at 22 on the week, running back 22. He is now in a startable position. And then I have him in Evans, Godwin, and Antonio Brown. I have all of them as wide receiver two, is all about 8 places apart. So in that order, actually, Evans, Godwin, then Brown. Yeah, start all of them. As for tight end, I wouldn't risk starting to camera break this week, but it wouldn't shock me if he picked up a touchdown. Last one from the early slate of games is New Orleans at Washington. New Orleans, Alvin Kamara is getting a lot of rushing, but he's not getting any targets, and that's a real concern. So, but you have to start him, and hopefully this is a really good week for him to bounce back. I have Alvin Kamara at 6 on the week. Kazan says she has him at 2. A bit confused by that. I think everyone's sort of written off this Washington defense. I don't think it's as bad as people think it is. But really, I would say right now, other than maybe a Callaway Hail Mary shot at wide receiver flex position, I would say the only parts of this I want are the New Orleans Saints defense and Alvin Kamara. I don't want anyone else. As for Washington, Taylor Heineke's not startable. Antonio Gibson, slight concern over usage, but he sits in comfortably the running back 2 conversation at 18. JD McKissick, I have as a flex play. I have him someone you can consider round about running back 30, 31, actually. I've got him. Of course, you start Scary Terry. Scary Terry is the only wide receiver option I would start this week. A lot of people excited about Curtis Samuel. I still think it's too early. I'm not starting Ricky Seals-Jones or any of the tight ends here in place of Logan Thomas. So really, really thin this game as well. I think it's another one that's going to be a bit of a tough watch and not one for fantasy. I think most of the fantasy studs are going to come in the later games. That's one thing I can tell you for sure. Before we get to the evening games, just want to update a couple of bits of news that have just come in as I've been recording this. And that's, first of all, Christian McCaffrey's doubtful to go on Sunday. So likely needs another week is what they're saying. So I mean, I'm not overly shocked, as I was kind of talking through earlier. It wouldn't shock me if he did play, but he's probably unlikely to go. So doubtful. Take that as he's probably not going to go. So yeah, Chuba Hubbard, number 20 in my running back ranks this week. Dalvin Cook is listed as questionable. So that just means I do think he'll go. I just think he'll be on a bit of a count. And I think Mattison will still get a bit of a role. And Chase Edmonds, who we haven't talked about yet, is a game time decision. So we'll get to that game in just a moment. And talk about what I would do there. And the other bit of news that's come in just now as I'm talking, Rob Gronkowski is not going to play this week, and neither, but Teddy Bridgewater is, as well as also T. Higgins is going to play. So that catches everything up. Let's go to Chicago versus Las Vegas. And so with Chicago this week, I don't think Justin Fields is startable just yet in fantasy football, but I do think he will get there. I don't think this is the week for him. I've got him at 19, and I'm even slightly over consensus on that. But I do like Damian Williams this week. I've got him in at 14 on the week, and I think this is, you know, just basically plug and play what David Montgomery was doing. I think Damian Williams now comes in for the next 4 and 5 weeks, has a very, very relevant role. So I really like him as an option this week. Lots of question marks and people doubting Allen Robinson. Now, I have him at 29 on the week, which is in line with consensus, and I have Darnell Mooney at 30 right behind him, which is over consensus. I think they're basically back-to-back wide receiver threes, and that's basically how you should view them until further notice, and they certainly wouldn't be starting the tight ends or anyone else in this game. So Damian Williams, Robinson, and Mooney are all startable this week. No one else is. And then you've got the Raiders, who, you know, have been really, really good. Derek Carr, I have on 17 the week. So again, I think others would be preferred. Jacobs is someone who's doing quite well, considering, you know, he's had injuries. Kenyon Drake came in. I have him at 23 on the week. Wouldn't shock me if he outperformed that. He's definitely in starter territory for sure. And I think the trends are going, he's starting to get more and more work, and Kenyon Drake is starting to get less and less work. I have Kenyon Drake 40 on the week, so debatable whether you would actually start him. And then you've got the wide receivers. I just wouldn't start them. I don't think any of them, if I had to pick one, I'd pick Hunter Renfrow. I have him at 44. Ruggs at 48. So I've got him in flex territory. But yeah, I wouldn't be desperate to start any of them this week. Brian Edwards, by the way, I have at 61, and I'm over consensus on that. And then, of course, you've got Darren Waller. Darren Waller is an easy play this week. I have him as the tight end two on the week. So, of course, you start him. Then you've got Cleveland against the Chargers. And again, in this one, not tons of options here for the Browns that you're looking overly confident with. I've got Kamara at running back six. I've got Kareem Hunt at running back 12. So definitely both of those are heavily startable. And the only other starting option really in this one, I mean, you could start Baker Mayfield if you're sort of desperate. I mean, he's a mid-range or high-end sort of quarterback too. But there's no upside there. I wouldn't be starting him unless I was literally desperate. And if you have to, he's fine. Like, he's not going to lose you weeks, but he's not someone who's someone desperate to start. I've read Odell Beckham at 41. Why did you see him 41 on the week? So he's someone you can play, but flex at best option for him. Now we come to the Chargers, and I have Justin Herbert at 14 on the week. I think this Browns defense is good. I think they will force turnovers here. I have Austin Eckler at 5, running back 5 on the week, so smash must start play. And then I have Keenan Allen at 10, and I have Mike Williams at 16. So both of these guys I have quite high up in my rankings for this week. I think they're good matchups. They will ball out. But yeah, I'm just worried about the Herbert turnovers. This is the only thing I'm slightly concerned about, which is why I have him slightly down and will stop some yardage plays coming. I wouldn't be starting anyone else. I think it would just be for me, Herbert, Eckler, Williams, and Keenan Allen. Jared Cook is, if you're looking for touchdowns in your tight end and you're sort of streaming, is fine, but there are better options out there, if I'm honest with you. San Fran against the Arizona Cardinals. Trey Lance looks like he's going to get the start this week. I have him at quarterback 12 for the week. So someone who I am quite happy to start in places and think he's someone that will do a good job. I'm not entirely sure. Elijah Mitchell's questionable. I'm not so sure he's going to go this week, but it's something to keep an eye on. I think it'll be a game time decision. I've got him in rankings that he's not going to go. And if that's the case, I have Trey Sermon at 27. But if he does go, I'll be moving them both down, and both of them won't be in that starting territory. That's one thing I can tell you for sure. I'm really high on Deebo Samuel this week. I have Deebo Samuel at 8. So he's someone I'm definitely happy to go on. But nobody else really. Brad and I have at 45. So maybe a desperation flex play, but nothing more than that. And then I have George Kittle at 6. Just there's been slight concern to him. I have to put him there because of the talent, but let's see what he does now with Trey Lance. Other thing to mention, Robbie Gould has gone to IR. Joey Sly has been the kicker they picked up. Not a bad shout if you need a kicker this week. Definitely one to consider. As for Arizona, this is, again, we've just talked about Chase Edmonds, so that would elevate Connor up quite significantly if he doesn't go. At the moment, I have Chase Edmonds at 19. And I actually have Connor at 44, and I'm low on Connor. Actually, I think I've probably got him too low. I probably need to move him up into running back 3 territory after last week. So, but he might go up even higher if Evans doesn't go. And then the way I've got these wide receiver ranks, DeAndre Hopkins, I have at 11 on the week. And then I've got AJ Green at 39, and I have Christian Kirk at 46. So both those guys are flex options as well. Rondell Moore I have at 50. So you could start any of those guys in your flex. I think there's better options here than Max Williams at tight end, if I'm truly honest with you. Divisional rivalry, the Giants versus the Cowboys. This one's a... You know, this one, start as many people as you can. Daniel Jones I have at 15, but wouldn't blame me for starting him. I think there's upside to starting him this week. Saquon's looking like he's returning back to his Saquon Barkley best. I have him at 4 on the week. The wide receivers, it all depends on Shepard. If Shepard is fit and he goes, then
You know, I'm down on everybody else. I'd just be banking on Shepherd. At the moment, I have Golladay at 47, and I'm sort of relying on Shepherd to come in. Shepherd would be a low end wide receiver two, mid wide receiver three for me. Depends on how healthy he is. He's the one wide receiver in this team I would want to be playing. And if Shepherd is fit, that's bad news for Kadarius Toney as well. But that's really all I'm looking to be starting for the Giants is Jones, Barkley, and maybe Shepherd, and then Golladay at best is a flex. Deeper league, if you're really, really stretched, John Ross might be a decent pickup to get a touchdown this week. But I'm not banking on that, and I've not put that in my rankings. Dallas, on the other hand, again, pretty straightforward. Dak Prescott is number four on the week for me. Ezekiel Elliott, running back three. So those guys must start. Don't need me to tell you that. CeeDee Lamb, I think, has a bounce back week. I have him at seven. I am bullish and over consensus on him. Amari Cooper, I have at 19. So again, you can start both those guys very comfortably as you would each week. Don't worry about the occasional blank. That's going to happen at the position. And then we have the tight ends. I have Dalton Schultz at tight end five. I am bullish and over consensus on him. And I think he's a good starting option. And I have Blake Jarwin at tight end 22. So not startable, but if you're desperate, then go for it. Sunday Night Football is an absolute classic waiting to happen. I cannot wait for this game. I think this is easily the game of the week and the game I'm most excited to watch on Monday morning, and probably the game I put on first after the Tampa Miami game if I don't watch that one live. I kind of sometimes have it on two screens, sometimes I just watch Red Zone. I kind of just pick and choose how I'm going to go with it. But yeah, Buffalo versus Kansas City. This is pretty straightforward. You've obviously started both quarterbacks in this game. In terms of the running backs here, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I have at 17. I actually have Zach Moss at 28 on the week. So both of those are starting options. But I would say that Zach Moss is a low-end RB2, probably a flex at best. But Clyde Edwards-Helaire is definitely in that running back two territory. Devin Singletary, I have at 30. So again, very similar to where I have Zach Moss, but I would never really start Singletary because I don't see the upside, whereas at least with Moss with those touchdowns, I can see more upside with him. Obviously, you're starting Diggs and Hill. You don't need me to tell you that. Both of those are wide receiver ones. I've got Hill at wide receiver two on the week, Diggs at wide receiver four on the week. And then the only other ones I'd be looking to start this week, Manuel Sanders I have at 33 on the week. And then I also have Cole Beasley at 43. So you can start both those guys quite comfortably. I wouldn't be starting Mecole Hardman unless absolutely desperate. I have him at 60 on the week. And of course, you'd be playing Dawson Knox and also Travis Kelce. I have Dawson Knox at 7 on the week. Travis Kelce, of course, is my tight end one on the week. Monday Night Football could be a bit of a defensive affair. The Indianapolis Colts versus Baltimore Ravens. And really, it's just about a couple of the players for the Colts here. Their offense is just not going very well right now. I have Jonathan Taylor at running back 13 on the week. I think this run defense is not shown to be as well. I mean, they're ranking dead last, Baltimore Ravens, in run defense. I think that changes. I think they're a better team than that, definitely defensively. I think that will correct back to the mean. I think they'll hold Jonathan Taylor here. I wouldn't be starting Nyheim Hines. I wouldn't be starting Marlon Mack. Marlon Mack is taking away from Nyheim Hines. I think that's a real issue. So I'd be benching. You can even consider possibly dropping Nyheim Hines, but I would hold just because Marlon Mack is going to get traded at some point before the deadline, we hope. Wide receivers, the only one I want to start here is Michael Pittman. But again, he's a flex play at best. I kind of am scratching with a wide receiver 36. For Pittman this week. When it comes to the Baltimore Ravens, you're obviously starting Lamar Jackson. Latavius Murray holds this backfield. I've got him on the fringes of the running back two conversation. I have Lamar Jackson at 5, by the way, on the week, if anyone was curious. I have Latavius Murray at running back 26. I have Marquise Hollywood-Brown at wide receiver 22. And then as an absolute desperation flex play, you could start Sammy Watkins. I wouldn't advise it personally. I have Sammy Watkins at wide receiver 57 on the week. And then, of course, you can start Mark Andrews as well. He's not had the best starts to seasons, so I faded him slightly, but I do think he rebounds this week, and I have him at tight end 4. And obviously, you'll start the kickers, and potentially you'll start the Baltimore Ravens D this week. This looks like a good matchup for them. That'll do it for the matchups pod. Get this out to you ASAP. Enjoy your Friday nights. Enjoy your weekends. If you're going to the game, do enjoy the game. It should be maybe not the best game, but hopefully there's plenty of entertainment and we don't get a blowout. So I guess what everyone wants, they want at least a competitive game. You'd rather have a competitive game, even if it's low scoring, than, you know, a 35-0 game that we've seen in the past here. So, but good luck. Enjoy it. Look forward to seeing picks on social media. Have a great weekend. Good luck with everything. Don't forget start sits. I will try and get to some if I can, but realistically, the best way to do that is through Patreon. So go through that. Just search patreon.com/5yardrush. Join on there. Get access to our exclusive channel and lots of other great content on there, like the Patreon cast. There's lots of extra content and bits and pieces. Plus, you can get merchandise and stuff like that. So go check it out. All right. Enjoy your weekend. Don't forget to check out manscaped.com. Support sponsors of our show. And yeah, as always, don't forget to keep rushing.